Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments with C. Melita Webb. Today, I thought we would talk about picking your battles and determining which ones you really need to deal with. You know, when you're younger, you have a tendency to have a lot more energy, and you think you can do anything and everything. And so you are sometimes, you know, running around without focus, trying to put water on every little fire you see. As you get older, you realize that some of those fires will burn out on their own. Some of them are just smoldering and they don't require water. And you start to be more specific because you get a little slower. You know, you get a little slower and you tend to get a little less healthy than you are when you're in your 20s and your 30s and even your 40s. And you learn and to really determine which battles you need to deal with. It doesn't mean that you ignore the other small battles. It just means that you realize you cannot fight every battle that you see. You recognize them, you respond to them, but you don't get as excited and you don't get as involved. You save your energy and your resources for the true battles of life. You know, you can have a small battle and it can upset you. You can have tears, but you realize you'll get through it. And thankfully, most issues in life are just that. They're small battles. They're small smoldering fires, or they have no smoke at all. They've already been put out. And so for me, what I like to do is just think about the situation and really see in my mind, is this something that I can give 30 to 40% of my energy to? And should I give 30 to 40% of my energy to? Because it takes a lot just to walk through life every day. But you realize that you got to save some of your energy for you. Because if you give everything that's going on in your life all your energy, you lose your breath, you lose your energy, your mind is stressed. And so for today's piece of advice, it's to pick your battles. To realize that not everything that's going on is going to end up being a major issue in your life. Most things are not life-changing. And some things, like I said, they go away on their own. And so the things you can do something about are the things you should focus on. The things that are out of your control, stay aware of them. But don't put so much focus on them that you get stressed because you cannot do anything about that. The key is understanding what is in your control and what is not in your control and truly understanding the difference, because sometimes aspects of an issue are in your control and then the remaining part is not. So you do the best you can with what you have and what you must deal with. You don't look for any more battles. You don't find battles. You don't invite anyone else's battle into your life. You can provide assistance to the ones you love, and you can provide support to the ones you care for, and you can go through your life fine. But you have to save something for yourself. Because if all your energy is gone to everything else, you have nothing for you. You can't remain healthy if you're always chasing down a battle. And often we just want to help everybody we meet. I think that's just part of human nature. And it's not a bad part, but it is something that you learn you just can't do and be true to yourself. One of the things that my sister tells me and has told me for years, is that you have to put your own air mask on first. And I had all kind of excuses, but she kept telling me this. And one day it clicked. it really clicked for me. You've got to save yourself to save the ones you love. So what I need you to do is to understand that although people count on you, you got to take care of you first. Because once you take care of yourself, you can take care of the ones you love. And if you're not taking care of yourself, you have no ability to take care of the ones you love. Think about that. So I hope that you're well and that you are safe and that you are taking care of yourself and that you understand that self-love is important. It's not selfish and it's not wrong. Wishing you a beautiful day, a wonderful afternoon, and a restful evening. Give yourself a break and breathe through whatever you're going through. Until we speak again, goodbye.